What a dream I had. Pressed in organdy, clothed in crinoline of smoky burgundy, softer than the rain. I wandered empty streets down past the shop displays. I heard cathedral bells tripping down the alleyways as I walked on. And when you ran to me, your cheeks flushed with the night. We walked on frosted fields, juniper and lamplight. I held your hand. Felt you warm in here. I kissed your honey hair with my grateful tears. Oh, I love you, girl. Oh, I love you.
This game is over, over, over. No good times, yeah, no bad times. There's no times at all, just the Sunday times. Sitting on my windowsill, make a motion to adjourn. Sometimes I feel like we're part of Helen Trent, and I'm tired. There's no laughs left, don't know where the laughter went. Guess it's all spent. Just a habit like saccharin. I could stay, I could delay, but a feeling that felt good inside me is gone. Sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stand, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward.
home, where my thoughts are skipping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day's an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are skipping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies. I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness in harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I.
stayed here in my bed. So we bought a pack of cigarettes, and this is Magnifies, and walked off to the Fort America. Kathy, I said, as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with faces. She said the man in the gallery suit was a spy. I said, be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine, and the moon rose over and I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching, and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. All come to look for.
Recent of them called A Song for the Asking.
Here is my song for the asking. Ask me and I will play so sweetly. I'll make you smile. This is my tune for the taking. Take it, don't turn away. I've been waiting all my life. Thinking it over, I've been sad. Thinking it over, I'd be more than glad. Change my ways for the asking. Ask me and I will play all the love that I hold inside. Mm-hmm.
The underground is closing soon, and in the dark, deserted station, restless in anticipation, a man waits in the shadows. His restless eyes leap and scratch at all that they can touch or catch. Hidden deep within his pocket, safe within his silent socket, he holds a colored crayon. Now from the tunnel's stony womb, the carriage arrives to meet the groom, and opens wide and welcome doors, but he hesitates, then withdraws deeper in the shadow. On wheels clicking silently, like a gently tapping litany, and he holds his crayon rosary tighter in his hand. Now from his pocket quick he flashes the crayon on the wall, he slashes deep upon the advertising, a single worded poem comprised of four letters. Laughing, screaming, pounding, the poem across the tracks rebounding. Shadowed by the exit light, his legs take their ascending flight to seek the breast of darkness and be suckled by
Electric Cory is the name of a poem written by Edward Arlington Robinson about a seemingly happy man who one day went home and killed himself. This is a song written by Paul Simon from that poem.
They say that Richard Cory owns one half of this whole town, with political connections to spread his wealth around. Born into society, a banker's only child, he had everything a man could want: power, grace, and style. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Cory. The papers print his picture almost everywhere he goes. Richard Cory at the opera, Richard Cory at a show, and the rumor of his parties and the orgies on his yachts. Oh, he surely must be happy with everything he's got. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Cory. He freely gave to charity, he had the common touch, and they were grateful for his patronage, and they thanked him very much. So my mind was filled with wonder when the evening headlines read, Richard Cory went home last night and put a bullet through his head. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Cory.
One of the biggest hang-ups we have today is the inability of people to communicate, not only on an intellectual level, but on an emotional level as well. So you have people unable to touch other people, unable to love other people. And this is a song about the inability to communicate. It's called Sounds of Silence.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. Softly creeping, left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, talking without speaking, you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell and echoed in the wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. Destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was. I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts
gas.
glass, and he went to sleep with the windows closed, so he'd never wake up to his silent world and his tiny room. And Mrs. Reardon says he has a brother somewhere who should be notified soon. And all the people said, what a shame that he's dead. But wasn't he a most peculiar man?
I am a rock, I am an island.
and my poetry to protect me. I am shielded in my armor, hiding in my room, safe within my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island, and the rock can feel no pain, and an island never cries.
Looking from my window on the freshly fallen snow that sparkles as it tumbles upon the street below, and the crackle of the fire is laughing in my ear, and the room is warm and sleepy. Oh, I wish you could be here. Sundays in this town, there's not a lot for me to do. I've been listening to some records, but my thoughts return to you. Oh, I tried to read the paper, but the words aren't very clear, and I know there's something missing. I wish you could be here. Keep listening for your footsteps or the key turned in the door. I sure could use your company, but I've said all that before. And the winter's gonna last a long time this year. I've got lots of empty time to fill, and I wish you could be here.
Church service makes me nervous.
blessed are the penny rookers, cheap hookers, groovy lookers. Oh Lord, why have you forsaken me? I have tended my own garden much too long. It's a bad news feeling, no feeling. Why fight? I'm uptight. I don't see no end in sight. It's a bad feeling, no feeling. Rejection, confection. I have no reflection. It's a bad news feeling. Talk to me, talk to me. Tell me your philosophy. It's a bad news feeling. No feeling.
Introducing some new sounds. It's a hot and dusty road, a hard and a heavy load. And the people that I meet ain't always kind. Some are bad, some are good, some have done the best they could. Some have tried to ease my trouble in mind. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. I have traveled this whole land, I have done the best I can, trying to find what I was meant to do. And the faces that I see look as worried as can be. And it seems like they are wondering too. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. I had a little girl one time, she had lips like sherry wine. And she loved me till my mind went plumb insane. But I was too blind to see, she was drifting away from me. And she left one day on the morning train. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. I had a buddy way back home, but he started out to roam. And I believe he's down by Frisco Bay. And sometimes when I've had a few, his voice comes ringing through. And I'm going back to see him some old day. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound.
Just had released in Britain an EP of songs written by Paul entitled Wednesday Morning 3 a.m. This next song is from the EP and is called Sparrow.
Not eyes to the oak tree. I won't share my branches with no sparrow's nest. And my blanket of leaves won't warm her cold breast. Kindly word. Not I, said the swan. The entire idea is utterly absurd. I'd be laughed at and scorned if the other swans heard. Heart, and who will feed a starving sparrow? Not I, to the golden wheat. I would if I could, but I cannot, I know. I need all my grain to prosper and grow. Turns up. unto me. From dust were ye made, and dust ye shall be.
This song for Art when I saw him singing at a folk club in New York in 1963. It's an anti-war song called On the Side of the Hill.
On the side of the hill. While down in the valley a cruel war rages, and people forget what a child's life is worth. On the side of a hill a little cloud weeps, waters the grave with its silent tears, while a soldier cleans and polishes a gun that ended a life at the age of 7. And the war rages on in a land called somewhere, and generals order their men to kill, and to fight for a cause they've long ago forgotten, while the little cloud weeps on the side.
My solo, and now we'll have one from Paul.
Well, this is unquestionably my most neurotic song. I finished it, and I thought, oh man, I can't be this sick. It's called I Am a Rock. A winter's day in a deep and dark December, I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an built walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an talk of love. Well, I've heard the word before. It's sleeping in my memory, and I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island.
protect me. I am shielded in my armor, hiding in my room, safe within my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock can feel no pain, and an island never cries.
Last year, in a town called Philadelphia, Mississippi, in the southern United States, three civil rights workers were murdered. They had been down there because in this particular town, amongst all Negro voters who are eligible to vote, only 0.5% actually did vote. The two white boys were shot, and the Negro, James Cheney, was beaten unmercifully. This whole incident touched Paul and myself particularly badly because we were personal friends of one of the fellas, Andy Goodman. And so we'd like to dedicate the song to all three. It's called "The Church is Burning."
A church is burning, the flames rise higher, like hands that are praying, a glow in the sky, like hands that are praying, the fire saying, you can burn down my churches, but I shall be. 300 men through the back roads did creep, torches in their hands while the village lies asleep. Down to the church where just hours before voices were singing and hands were beating and saying, I won't be a slave anymore. And the church is burning, the flames rise higher, like hands that are praying, a glow in the sky, like hands that are praying, the fire saying, you can burn down my churches, but I shall be free. 3 hooded men, their hands lit the spark, and they faded in the night. They vanished in the dark, and in the cold light of morning, there is nothing that remains but the ashes of a Bible and a can of kerosene. And a church is burning, the flames rise higher, like hands that are praying, a glow in the sky, like hands that are praying, the fire saying, you can burn down my churches, but I shall be. Road when you walk in it alone, but the future is now, and it's time to take a stand, so the lost bells of freedom can ring out in my land. And the church is burning, the flames rise higher, like hands that are praying, the glow in the like hands that are praying, the fire dream, you can burn down my church.
Sounds in the folk tradition were played and sung by Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel.